Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch Beneath, and here's my boy, Jess. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds. This is your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Jazzin' Time.
Jazzin' Time.
Yes, you are my Jazzentine.
Aw, I love you too, man.
Yay! So we didn't have an episode yesterday because it was Valentine's Day, and we figured, you know, no one's going to be listening to us on Valentine's Day. Plus, you know, we want people to think we have lives. We didn't, but we want people to think we have lives.
I think the ruse paid off, or until you mentioned it. So.
Oh, no. Did I ruin it? Oh.
I think you ruined it, man.
Could have gotten away with it, too.
If it wasn't for you meddling kids. Oh, man. Jazz, you know how every episode I have to warn you if it's a banger or if it's boring? This one, it was a snooze fest. I thought this was a little bit of a snooze fest, but there are some good parts. There are some good parts in here, which
Did you see April's reaction? She looked shocked.
April shocked. Did you not think it was boring?
I do agree that there's a lot of good parts, but I can also see, maybe it was a little bit, but it's like,
Yeah. Well, this episode, we are going to have to do a trigger warning. Because I think the show did a trigger warning, so it's only right that we do one too. But we'll do it right before we talk about it. So we'll give you a heads up that we're going to talk about something. Until then, just join us for the show and just come join us for the ride. And then when we give the trigger warning, you feel free to, you know, turn us off or, you know, forward it by like 5 minutes or so. We'll see. So, but we will talk about that. But, you know, this show starts off with this like thing that the show does. It's super lame, but what they do
Wait. You got to do the thing.
Oh, the SAT word.
Yeah.
Thanks for remembering, Jazz.
Bro, I even have my notebook.
This is my most exciting part of the show.
Okay. So guys, as we say, we are not 100% supporters of this show. We have a love-hate relationship with this show. So even though we recap it, even though we go through it, even though there are some parts that make us laugh and crack us up, overall, there are parts of the show that make us dumber. So what we do is we have an SAT word of the day. And what that we have to do is one of us will have to use it in a sentence today. And that'll be the word of the day. And then you will leave this episode with one new word in your vocabulary. So today's word is ornate.
Okay, that's an easy one.
Is it? It means excessively or elaborately decorated.
Yes.
Ornate. Mm-hmm. So we marveled at the ornately carved chair. So that's like a word. So ornate. All right. Let's see. Thanks for remembering, Jazz. I totally forgot about that.
Nah, man. Not going to let you forget anything.
Yeah. We have a weird love-hate relationship with this with this show.
One day we're going to be like an official podcast of the show. And they're going to be like, after one episode, you're canceled.
Oh, no. I think, like, as soon as we become, like, part of, like, Bachelor Nation, we would get canceled so fast. People would call us sellouts. Which we would. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, we're not. I would sell out for money. I don't care. I would sell out just to go to the Women Tells All. I don't care. I am cheap.
Are you selling out if you were upfront and honest about it?
That is true. I sell out, but at least I'm honest about my selling out.
You have integrity.
Let's cut the shit, all right? We all have a price. The $1 million man once said everyone's got a price.
Yeah, I have a price.
Yes, yes, yes.
My number is 5 million.
No, mine is like a free ticket to a show. It's so low.
See, I figured with 5 million, that would be $100,000 a year for 50 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to live past like 80, so you know, good enough.
Yeah, but what about taxes, bro? What about taxes? That's where they get you.
I mean, post-tax, okay? If you want to go down that rabbit hole, then the real number's 10 million.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha. All right. Cool. I could deal with that. So this episode, let's start it off. It starts off with Jesse Palmer, who I heard a rumor that he might not be the host for too long. I heard a rumor they might bring back Chris Harrison, which would be wild. Wild.
Jesse Palmer.
He's the new host. He's the host. He's the guy that hosts the show. Chad doesn't even know the name of the host. To be fair, like, he doesn't really do much.
He makes the big bucks for 2 minutes of screen time.
I know.
Who am I? I thought Nicholas. No, I'm thinking Love is Blind. Okay.
Oh, that's Nick Lachey. Yeah, he done Love Is Blind. He also brings nothing of value to that show.
He does not.
What is with these white men bringing nothing of value to these shows, the reality shows? They just like to have them there for, like, decoration. Maybe they're just ornate to the show.
You know, I would let you get that one, but here's the problem.
What?
They're not ornate.
They're not furniture. Ornate. They're not ornate. All right, it's still up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. Instead of like one person saying it, we should all say it. We should all have at least one opportunity to say it.
Oh, we also like sneak it in there?
Yeah. Ornate. All right. Well, listen, Jesse comes in there and he's like, I got a big surprise for you guys. Zach's not here. Tries to fake them out. Obviously, they all watch the show. Obviously, they all know what it means. It means they're going somewhere for the show. So they're like, you're going to the Bahamas. And the girls start going wild and crazy. And that's really what they're here for. They're not here for love. They're here for a vacation. And they're going to the Bahamas and they're excited.
You know, I just looked up Jesse Palmer on Google. All this time, I thought it was someone else.
You know what's funny? Ever since Jesse Palmer became the host, they keep getting bachelors who vaguely look like him. Like, I don't know why.
I honestly thought it was Ryan Seacrest. Like,
No.
It's not Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know. I mean, Jesse Palmer doesn't add much, but did Chris Harrison ever really add much? I don't even know.
No, he did not.
Yeah. No, well, this show is just wild. All right. So, Jazz, one time they did this and they were like, okay, you're going to go to a city with so much history, with so much action, Cleveland, Ohio. And none of the girls reacted because they thought they were being punked. But the thing is, they were actually going to Cleveland, Ohio. That wasn't a fake out. That was real.
It's real.
I have questions. Why Cleveland?
I think it was during COVID around that time, so they couldn't go international. So they took them
before COVID.
I know they, or right before COVID. I'm not sure, but it was really funny.
Of all the cities you could have picked, Cleveland.
Yeah, they took them to Cleveland. Yep,
Cleveland.
And then this is so funny because what happens is every season they get there and they like act crazy and they go it all wild. They have to do the same thing in Cleveland. They were like running around Cleveland, like, oh my god, I can't believe we're in Cleveland. Like, come on, girl, nobody wants to be in Cleveland. The people who live in Cleveland don't want to be in Cleveland.
They couldn't take them to like Sedona or something.
No,
Alaska, even like Anchorage, Alaska is real pretty and very remote.
I don't know what time of year it was. I can't remember. But I remember they took them to Cleveland, Ohio, and it was like really quiet, and they all looked at each other, and then they start going, yay. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, well.
They owe them money to go on an actual vacation because I would be so pissed.
Yeah. So they're going to the Bahamas. So okay. That's what it is. And then Kate or Katie or Kat, I don't know what, they all look the same. They all sound the same to me. One of them gets a date, a one-on-one date. And then all the girls are sad. Boo. And like,
I mean,
yeah. And they're all like, they're like, we're happy for you. And then they just, the waterworks just start crying. Like Gear was crying. But probably why? One of the other people were crying. I don't know, because they didn't get to go on the date, right? And she, and the date was going to be in water. They were like, bring your swimsuit. And he's like, and she's, and the girl was like getting the other girls back, like, yeah, you know, we're going to be in water. It's going to be intimate. Like, mm-hmm. And like, yo, Zach is sneaky, yo. He's a sneaky motherfucker. This is what he does. He had a pool party last episode, and now he's taken this girl into the water. I think he's trying to see if these girls are pretty without makeup, because he keeps taking them into the water.
I believe it.
I think that's what he's doing. He's a sneaky one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, next man. Thing you know, there's going to be an episode of The Rain, and then after that, an episode of them in the shower. Like, just... Yep. Calling it now.
I know, he just wants to see, he wants to see if they look like, you know, they're not catfishing him. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I don't know, what do you think, April?
So I think if that is Zach's goal, that maybe he prefers a natural look anyway.
Yeah, he wants a natural look. He's like, don't trick me.
Don't you do it. Don't
he's you probably be looking seen, like a drag queen. He's probably seen one too many Get Ready With Me TikToks, and he's like, oh my God, I can't trust anyone.
It's taking them how long to put on their face? That's a half crazy. Hour?
That is crazy. I don't know. All the girls on the show are beautiful, so I don't think it would matter, but still. Or he just wants to see them in bikinis and stuff over and over again because he's like a pervert.
I mean,
he's a 26-year-old guy. Did I expect anything less?
Yeah. Though, it's weird because there's a lot more camera paneling to people's asses, and it's a little weird. They haven't done that in a while, and they do that a lot. They did that a lot on the pool episode. They did it again on this episode with Kate, and I'm just like, they just zoom in on that booty. It's just weird.
You know what I just realized?
What?
They're not doing the black box.
That's what it is. There's no black box. April, you just blew my mind.
I know.
What happened to the black box?
I don't know. Are we not prudes anymore?
Whoa. Is that what's happening?
Oh, censorship. That's crazy. Okay.
No, Jeff, there used to be this real, ridiculous, large black box they used to use to cover people's butts. And now they don't do that anymore. And I was like, the show's never shown this before. I wonder why. And I realized they've always shown this. They always blacked it out.
Wow.
Just like how I black out every episode after I watch it.
That's what it is.
April, that was a great catch. Great catch.
Thank you.
That was our
things
awesome.
I would never notice.
I just realized that when you were talking about it. I was like, wait a minute.
Damn. So again, these girls are on the beach, again in bikinis, again with no black bar. And they're just dancing on the beach, having fun. They're doing limbo. Zach's like, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. We're still on the date with Kate. What happens on that date? Oh, yeah. So no, they go on a yacht. So they're like real swimming in the middle of the ocean. And then she's dressed in a bikini and stuff like that. Zach's dressed in like this Hawaiian shirt or something like he bought at an airport. Like, it's just like one of those Hawaiian shirts that you buy.
Not very ornate. Got it.
Yeah, definitely not ornate. And then they lather each other up with sunscreen, which is unfortunate because that means he's got to take another shower again because that guy keeps taking more showers.
The shower that they showed for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And like, They were talking like for 5 minutes about his chest hair, and I'm just like, oh, this is so cringe. And then they're dancing on the boat, and that was just the most whitest dancing I've ever seen in my entire life. Jav, go to
Do
my
we
TikTok.
Have a clip of the okay, your TikTok.
Yes, if you go to my TikTok, you will see them dancing, and I replaced it with the funny music. My Instagram has it too.
Hang on. Watch with Neebs. Let's see.
It was very ornate white dancing.
There was nothing ornate about it.
I love the music. What is this?
Yeah. You see it? The dancing is just so ridiculous.
His soul is sleeping.
Listen, listen, man. I got no problem with white people getting down, but it was a little silly. But get down with your bad self. I'm not mad at it.
What was that?
It was just hella white. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I know. Listen, it is what it is. It is what it is.
And we love that for them.
Yeah, who cares? Very happy. You know, they just took that, you know that saying, dance like no one's watching? They just took that a little too literally.
Only like, how many people watch the show?
I know, millions.
Only millions of people saw that.
Yes. Yeah.
The millions of people.
Yep. Well, it is what it is. All right, so then, nothing really important happened on the date. I think they went out later that day, and she was like, she came from, I think, a broken home, or like her parents weren't put together the way Zach's parents were, right? They had a very happy marriage. They never fought. And she's like, I don't want you to judge me because my parents were not like that. Mine was a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, but it was a little more unorthodox and a little bit more sad, I guess. And she just told Zach and started crying. That's all I got from their date. April, do you remember anything else from their date?
Just from the way she was describing her upbringing, it sounded very chaotic, because at one point she said that she lived either with her grandparents or a foster parent. I can't remember. But it's, at that point, if you're living with someone else, that means the parental unit has a lot of work to do to fix whatever is going on without involving their child.
Yeah, that's very true. And I have some comments about that, but we'll talk about that after we talk about a few more things. But I don't know, something about this show, getting people to trauma dump on the show. And I guess, like, I get it, they all do it, but sometimes it's like great, but sometimes it rubs me the wrong way, the way they do it. And like, I hope these people are like genuinely want to talk about this stuff and not being forced, coerced, manipulated, and produced to talk about this, because some of these people talk about some heavy things, and I would be really upset if like someone manipulated me into talking about something I wasn't ready to talk about. So I don't know. That's one of the things that I have a love-hate relationship about the show. Like, you know, sometimes they talk about some really important subject and I'm just like, wow. But then I think, are these people doing it out of their own volition? Are they being coerced, manipulated? Mm-hmm. You know, if they're a carrot in front of them thinking they'll get more airtime, I don't know. So this is one of the things that like morally ambiguous about the show, I would say. What do you think, April?
I completely agree. Oh, go ahead, Jess.
Okay, new theory. ABC wants everyone to go to therapy, so they're showing people on TV who need therapy, and then everyone will be like, oh, they need therapy. And I'm like, wait a second, I went through this. I need therapy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose so. If that was really true, then they would have some commercials with therapists on there, or one of those therapist apps. Yo, they would make a killing promoting on The Bachelor, because woof. Yo,
there is a business opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. Bachelor, call me up, man. I'll be your sales guy. I got the brains.
Oh, yo, no, therapist, if you're listening, please, let's make this happen.
No, I completely agree. As a future therapist, like, what reality TV could be doing is like having the BetterHelp banner come up, or a crisis hotline come
up,
a domestic hotline come up, because, you know, the trigger warnings are important, but if you don't give the people the resources that they need to reach out for help, that we go around in circles.
The other thing about resources is that it decenters you in the conversation. A lot of people like to talk about it and they're like, this is what you do, this is what you do. And they kind of center themselves. And when you give resources, you kind of, you know, decenter yourself, which is what you should be doing, because you don't want all that responsibility. But also, you're not trying to be the hero. Let them find their own way. I'm a strong believer in that, you know. But going back, if there is a therapist or a therapist app that wants to sponsor us on our show, we would be happy to do that. Hey,
let us know.
Listen, if the bastard doesn't want you, we will take you. Plenty of people watch our show need help. including some people on the show.
Yes, I need help. Please help me. Thank you.
Everyone needs therapy.
Use promo code SalamNurse.
I am deceased.
Your constellation, your first meeting will be on the house. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Watch me go into my therapist and be like, yo, salam, therapist. It's your boy Neves, a.k.a. Watchman Neves, and I have problems.
Your therapist is going to be like, okay, Neves, let's just keep talking.
Anxiety, you say. Oh, tell me more. Yeah.
I have panic attack, a.k.a. anxiety disorder. It's the same as our intro. Oh, man. All right. So now they do a group date and they read everyone's name who's going to be on the group date, except for Brooklyn, which means Brooklyn gets the one-on-one. And Jeff, if you don't remember Brooklyn was the cool chick who was a rodeo person. She does like the whole lasso and stuff.
Only thing I remember about her is she said some things last time and I was like, "Huh, I like her."
Oh, she said, "Have you ever considered shutting the fuck up?"
That's what it was. Yep.
Great line. Yo, Brooklyn is the contender, man. She has a personality. She's got like great background with the rodeo stuff. And she's got some good one-liners, man. She's a star. Really like her. So let's go into this group date. This group date, they go to a beach. They're doing limbo again in bikinis and stuff. And then poor Gabby, they're doing all of these things with like shellfish and like lobster and scallions and shrimp. And they're playing all these games with it. Homegirl is allergic to shellfish. So she's not playing any of the game. And she's like, I can't even kiss Zach because of all the shellfish.
Oh no.
Yo,
what?
I would have been like, baby girl, risk it all. And then you see her like lips get like all huge, like Hitch. That would have been good TV.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did the producers not think this through?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're in the Bahamas, I guess. It's very like fish oriented or shellfish oriented.
Yeah, I like how you said shit.
Yeah. No.
You do realize that shrimp has caused so many problems in the last year on the show.
I know. This show, scallops and shrimps, is so many problems. Man.
Oh my
God. Toxic AF.
I know.
Do they not learn? Do they not learn?
It's a pescatarian's nightmare on this show. Oh, man. All right, cool. So the group date is going fine, and then Anastasia decides to steal Zach. So she steals him. They're talking. And then, you know, when people are talking, they're like, oh, you know, can I steal him for a second? So Kylie starts to come and goes, hey, can I steal Zach for a second? And Anastasia is like, no, we need a little bit more time. Kaylee's like, no, don't make it awkward. She's like, no, we really need more time. She's like, oh, come on, I don't really want to fight you for this. And she goes, well, okay, I'm not going to fight you. And she decides to leave. Now, this, I don't know if it's a misinterpretation, a mistake, or they're purposely misunderstanding each other. But this becomes the whole thing. So later on, Anastasia goes around, I believe, telling people that Kaylee threatened to fight her. Like, whoa. Physical fight. And she's like, no, I mean, I don't want to fight, as in I don't want to argue over this. And that became a whole thing. April, what are your thoughts about that whole situation?
I believe that Anastasia was feeling very insecure of herself, mm-hmm. because she purposely took Zach aside away from the group date when it was not time to do so.
Mm.
And the whole entire, I don't want to fight about this, I feel that she was purposely misinterpreting that And each person that she talked to after that exchange, she kept embellishing the story.
Yeah.
To paint Kylie in a very bad light when, thank goodness, Batch of Zach was there.
Yeah.
To actually see the initial exchange.
Yes.
And it's very frustrating because that sort of embellishment and lies has gotten people killed in the past.
Yeah.
Like, most notably Emmett Till.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's okay that you didn't get your way this time. Anastasia, please don't do that again.
The thing is, I feel like those are the worst kind of lies because they have a little element of truth in there. So like they can go gung-ho about this actually happened. And then when they get caught, they could be like, well, that's how I interpret it. That is my truth. It's like a weird way to do it because obviously you knew what she meant, but you interpreted it in a way that benefits you. And since there is a little bit of truth to it, you can go ball through the wall and no one can call you a liar because you misinterpret it. You can't get mad at somebody for misinterpreting something, but you can get mad at somebody for lying. So once you have that wiggle room, you can go, you know, to the paint with that. So that stuff is dangerous, man. That's dangerous. Yeah. But Kylie isn't innocent either. Kylie decides to take a story of Anastasia and go straight to Zach with it. And it's our favorite thing. It's the not here for the right reasons. So
let me guess, she's an influencer.
So
she's here for followers.
So basically what happened is she's an influencer. She goes to the fact that she was talking to all the girls that she was saying, you know, we've come so far, we should be able to get about 50,000 followers by now. 50,000 followers by now.
Why would you say that out loud?
So she told that to Zach.
Okay.
All right. And Zach is like freaking out. He's like, that's my worst nightmare. Someone come here and use me to get followers. First of all, no one's using you, Zach. They're using the show. You don't even have 50,000 followers. Like, come on.
I was just about to say, you haven't break 100,000.
Does he have?
Let's see, I don't know. He probably has like 89 or something. He hasn't broken 100,000 yet.
Jazz the numbers guy is on it, you guys.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
I'm gonna go check what Anastasia is at right now. I wonder if she broke. She got 27,500. That's what she has now. So she did not break it.
Zach almost has 94,000.
Yeah, well, he's a bachelor. The bachelors always have a lot. No, bachelors always get a lot. I'm checking what she had when the episode aired. So when the episode aired...
Bachelor Data would probably know.
Yeah, Bachelor Instagram. Data would definitely know. She had 23,800 when the episode aired. Now she has 27,500. So she got a bump. She got a bump this episode. But she did not get up to 50,000. And I think the show is just not that powerful anymore. It's really not. You can't just like exist on the show and get a bunch of followers. You have to like get on the show, but actually have some content for people to follow these days. Like, gone are the days where you can just be on a show and get 100,000 followers. That doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're done. So I don't know. I feel like there's very little incentive to even go on the show these days because, like, some of these, I have more followers than some of the girls that have been on the show, right? Mm-hmm. So, impressive. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying, like, it's not worth it. You can get more followers by doing the work than getting on the show. So to completely embarrass yourself on national television for a few thousand followers, it's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. Don't do it.
Agreed.
Yeah. You know, you got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put the thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Classic.
I just wanted to use that line. I love that line.
It's your signature line. I approve.
That's from season one. I did that in like one of the older episodes too.
Yeah, you did.
From season one. Look at us talking about seasons. How far we've come. All right. So she's talking about these 50K followers. And then Anastasia says, that's not what happened. A lot of these girls were asking me about how to get brand deals and stuff like that. And I was letting them know that I could help them. And because I've gotten brand deals before. So she was like, I was just being nice and helping people understand, like, you know, influencing and content creating and stuff. And then she said that at an airport when they were going to, you know, the Bahamas. So was she being a nice person and explaining how all that stuff works to some of these girls? And now they're using it against her? Or is she really just there for the followers? And then the other question, who isn't there for the followers? Like, I think that's pretty obvious that that's really what they're all here for, because the prize is just Zach.
Well, when you put it that way.
Right? I mean,
womp womp.
Wait. People got upset that she said they're there for followers?
Yeah. No, people got upset because she was talking about how they should have 50K followers by now because they're like only 14 girls left.
I mean, at this point, it should be expected. Like, this shouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah. So Anastasia was freaking out about that. And, you know, we basically see Zach talk to her. And Zach just kicked her out. He's like, all right, you gotta go. Zach does not play. He has walked so many girls to the limo without doing a rose ceremony. He's just like, oh, you have doubts? Well, let me undoubt them for you. Here's a limo. You want followers? Let me help. Why don't you follow this analogy and go straight to the limo? Like, that guy is like just throwing girls around left and right. You don't want to be here? Oh, cool. Here's a limo. You want validation? Here's a limo. Just like, that's all it is. He's been getting girls left and right.
Here's a limo.
Yo, that guy just
gets. You don't like shellfish? Here's a limo.
That'd be so cruel.
You don't like shellfish? Here's a limo.
He just can't eat it, Zach. I can't eat it. Aphylactic shock.
Oh, man. Here's a limo. Go to the hospital.
So they have the group date rose, and the girl who gets it, the girl who gets it is Ariel. So Ariel gets it. Ariel's is a baddie. Like, she's really hot. She could be like a Bond girl. She looks hot, but she also has like a bad girl vibe to her. Like, she just, like, she was the one who did the jacuzzi with him and hooking up. She was like, I loved hanging out with Zach, even though his eyes weren't looking at my eyes. And she's just like there with like big old boobs.
The girl that looks like Alison Brie a little. Got it.
Yeah, a little bit. So she gets the group date rose. So she is safe. But yeah, man, she's a baddie. I don't think she's going to get picked. She's 28. He's 26. I don't see him going for an older woman. Also, I think she's too good for him. Also, she would eat him alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. She's from New York. Like, come on.
Here's the limo.
Here's the limo. You're from New York and have black hair? Here's the limo.
I'm dead.
When this show's over, I'm going to make like a compilation of him just sending girls to the limo. All right. So next he goes on his date with Brooklyn. Brooklyn is super cool. They go on ATVs. Seems like a really fun date. They're on like these, like, they're just having fun and just having a good old time on these ATVs. And she can handle them because she does like the rodeo stuff. She goes like, I'm in mud all the time. Sometimes it's not even mud, right? Like, sometimes it's poop. So she's like, I don't mind it get dirty. So she's like that. She's, you know, having a good time. But then they cut to a trigger warning. So we're going to also give you guys the trigger warning for domestic violence.
Whoa.
Yeah. The show gets like real here. They do a good job with the trigger warning and stuff, and then giving you a number and resources after it. I thought that was really cool. So props to the show for doing that. And then they kind of dive into what happened with Brooklyn. And then, like I said before, I don't know if these people are manipulated or produced to do this stuff. I hope she did it because she wants Zach to know who she really is and where she's come from. So I hope that I hope she did it because it was the right thing to do for her. Not because it makes good TV. I would hate for people to have to share this stuff just for TV, but I don't know.
Let's, for the record, if anybody's listening, if you are a victim of domestic violence and need help, the number is 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233.
Thanks, Jazz. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Jazz.
Mm-hmm. You the man. All right. Mm-hmm. So she talked about how she was in a abusive relationship, verbal and physical. She said she was in it for 6 years. She was like a shell of herself. She didn't even speak. She couldn't even recognize herself. And then one day she just made the decision to go. And she says one of the things that, help her make that decision was that when she got knocked out and a police officer woke her up. That's crazy. She seems like this tough person. She does the rodeo and she's like this badass. And then you hear the story and it just reminds you that it could happen to anybody. It can happen to your strong friends. It could happen to your, more delicate friends. It could happen to anybody. I thought that was really jarring. That was really sad. And I think the show did handle it good, as long as it was her decision to talk about it. But very powerful story. The way she told it was very powerful. To see her go through it was really good. And I think Zach did a decent job to really let her have that space and let her be heard, which is good. That got a little deep. April, what are your thoughts?
I made a post on Instagram saying, thank you for your vulnerability in sharing this, because it's such a heavy topic to talk about, especially if you are willing or not willing. So when you say, I hope she was willing to talk about it. But I also praise her for sharing that, because Bachelor is a huge platform. And it can help normalize what many may be experiencing. And as someone, myself included, being in a relationship for 3 years and the gaslighting experienced and the increase in the physicality and making the decision to leave, it's not easy, because there's so many factors of, well, if I leave, what if, I can't, take care of myself? What if, I end up out the streets, or what if he finds me and tries to hurt me again? And while I do think it's important to report it, history has proven that that's not easy to do either, because it's so easily dismissed.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, especially since 2016 and, the many years beyond that, that it's being taken more seriously, and that laws are being passed to help protect those who are being abused and to help them get out.
Yeah. I think it's, I think it could do a lot of good, especially on a platform like The Bachelor that's watched all over. There could be somebody watching right now and thinking, damn, this is the exact same thing I'm going through. Or it could be someone who's like, hey, my friend seems really strong and put together, but I've always had this vibe that something was off. Maybe I should ask her about it, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. I would actually encourage everybody to, look out for your strong friends just as much as anyone else. So that's where the date ended, and she got her rose. So it was a really good date. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to pick her. She has too much of a personality. For him, he seems way too vanilla.
Now back to your regularly scheduled bachelor.
Here's the limo.
Here's the limo.
God,
Zach seems like somebody who doesn't want someone with a personality. He wants a blank slate so he can mold a girl into whatever he wants her to be. That's the vibe that I get from him. Like, because like like, I did it. He's picking the vanilla of most vanilla girls. And like, when I first said that, people thought like, oh, you mean like he's going to pick white girls? No, not even that. Like, he's not even going to pick the white girls with personality like Brooklyn. He's not even going to pick the white girls with like foreign names, which I'm going to get to. He's not even going to pick like, you know, the people with attitudes. And he's going to get a young blonde white girl with no personality. I just know it. It's going to be a Kathy, one of them. They look the same. He probably forgets which one is which. Like, I don't know. He might have a token person of color just so he doesn't get called out for it. But that's
I hope it. Brooklyn wins or she's the next Bachelorette.
There's a lot of people in the running for the next Bachelorette. Brooklyn would be a great one. Christina Mandrell, it feels like she's going to be the one because they had a call for single fathers to come audition, which was like really weird. Like, why would you ask single fathers to audition unless your bachelorette was a single mother? I don't know. So we'll see. All right, so then let's see what happens. He went to let's see, okay, so he let Anastasia go, and then they did the rose ceremony, I think. He was still having a little bit back and forth with Anastasia. I think, you know, she got the limo thing, and then the rose ceremony happened. Yeah, the rose ceremony happened, and he lets go of Davia. Davia, white girl with foreign accent, foreign name. He's like, yeah, that's too white. That's not white enough for me. Let's go. That's
vanilla.
That vanilla with sprinkles. I am not going to be about it. I want plain vanilla.
These mashed potatoes have some black pepper. Too much spice.
He wants low-fat vanilla ice cream, no cone.
No sugar.
That's right. And then the other girl he gets rid of is Genevieve, who was one of the beautiful black women that were on the show. This show has so many good-looking black women than any other season. It's crazy how amazing Genevieve looks. I cannot believe he let Genevieve go. Like, I was like, I think I said it in like 3 episodes ago, I would risk it all for Genevieve. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, but we saw it coming.
Yeah. Genevieve is like, gone. Davia is gone.
We made fun of this like 2 episodes ago.
I know.
We had hope, Jazz. We had
But
hope.
No, I mean,
that
I
is
still...
your first mistake.
I know.
I wanted to see her on a date. All right. I just wanted to see her happy. I wanted to see more of her personality. All right. But all right. So the show ends. 2 girls go home. And then they're like, next, we're going to one of the greatest cities of all time. We're going to London. So now they're going to London next week.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see what they're doing in jolly old London.
Probably pay a visit to His Majesty.
They're going to eat, what is it called over there? A toast sandwich?
beans on toast.
Oh, gross. At least have fish and chips.
Chips.
What else? What else is London like known for? Like a chip crumpets. Buddy, which is where they put French fries in between 2 pieces of bread and call it a sandwich.
That's a New Jersey thing. You know, New Jersey, like we put like fries in all of our sandwich. Like, so you have a chicken sandwich, throw fries in there.
See, that's fine. You have a protein in there.
Yeah,
a
we have
chip
protein.
Buddy
in there.
Is just fries in a sandwich.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
No. Rutgers made it popular. Whatever, you would have like these crazy sandwiches and they just like throw fries in there. Just wild.
Oh, yeah. That's
bad for your heart. The fat sandwiches is what they were called.
It's bad for your heart, but yes, it's normal.
Yeah.
What isn't bad for your heart?
I know. The women are bad for your heart too. If you pick the wrong one. So you pick the wrong food, you pick the wrong women, they're all bad for your heart, man.
Oh, that's funny. That reminds me of what I said at Mass ICNA. I don't know if you were there for this, Neebs, where I was drinking a Red Bull bubble tea.
Yum.
Right. And some girl's like, Red Bull's bad for your heart. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. No big deal. I'll get a new one. This one's broken anyways.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of breaking hearts, in the next episode, we saw a trailer. Somebody. Heart's gonna be broken, and I have no idea who. So I feel like the show has been doing a good episode. a boring episode, a good episode, a boring episode. They go back and forth because last episode was pretty decent. A lot of drama happened.
I like last episode.
Yeah, this episode, not too much. And then it looks like next episode, the drama is back. So they're going back and forth. But they're also getting rid of all the girls with personalities. So, like, I don't know where the drama is coming from. So we'll see.
They better not get rid of my girl, Brooklyn. And
then yeah.
Having hope. How dare
I know.
You?
That's my mistake now. God damn it.
Chad's just like, don't do this to me. Don't give me hope.
Baby, come back.
The one time I have hope in the show. And they're gonna let me down.
No, the show is hopeless. We have such a weird relationship with the show.
And I will say this. I know we rag on Batch Zach so much, but I did appreciate how he handled both conversations on the one-on-one dates.
Yeah. He did a decent job. It's a lot to be there and make space for that person and make sure they're okay and then be reassuring. He did that, and that's really good. He probably had a little bit of coaching. I mean, I'm sure they coach these guys to know what to do because the producers know what they're going to say beforehand. So he's probably like, you know, be ready to do this, be ready to do that. So I think that's good. Maybe it'll be something that he can use in his real life once she's off the show. I think that's a great skill to have. Grief counseling, you know, having space for people, reflective feelings. I think all of these things are great methods to make sure your partner feels validated and listened to. And I think everybody should know these skills. I got to learn them when I did my volunteering at the suicide hotline, but I think there's things that you can learn just for everyday stuff. Even if you're a manager and you have a difficult conversation with an employee, it'll be useful. So I definitely think everyone should do that.
Neems, did you go to Rutgers?
No, I did not go to Rutgers. I purposely didn't go to Rutgers because all my high school friends were going to Rutgers and I wanted to reinvent myself in college. I was like, okay. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hope. Yeah. But the thing is, I was right next to Rutgers, so I would go there for the parties. But I went to a very boring engineering school, which is how I passed. Because if I went to Rutgers, I would have failed. But
Rutgers
I would have partied.
Is a crazy party school.
There's a word for girls that go to Rutgers, but I won't say that because it's derogatory.
Please say it.
No,
I know so many girls that have gone to Rutgers.
No, it's very, very derogatory. And we used to say it back in 2006 before we knew better.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yes.
It's all learning and growing.
It is.
Bettering it is. Yourself.
Yep.
This is Therapy with April. Thank you.
Sponsored by Salam Nerds. Promo code.
Are you feeling down in the dumps?
April, we got to do a commercial and we'll just like put it in the middle of our podcast one day.
Yes, I would love to.
That would be so funny. You would get so many clients. Everybody who listens to our show is problematic.
I'm having problems. I'm sorry. How can we deal with that?
Listen, you know what, man? I've had a therapist dump me once. I know. Well, like, some people get rejected by like you know the boyfriend girlfriend. I got rejected by a freaking therapist.
You were too damaged.
I know. Boo. No. They were just like, this is not my specialty.
Best excuse.
That's good though that they recognize that. Did they give you recommendations on where to go?
Yeah, they gave me recommendations on where to go.
That's fine.
That's good.
But still, you know. They're like, I'm a family therapist. You need a dating therapist. I'm like, oh.
I do?
Okay, that's completely fair, actually.
It's like that scene in Shazam where like Zachary Levi is at a therapist and he goes like, you know, I'm a pediatric therapist, right?
He's in a grown-ass man's body.
Yeah. Oh man, it was kind of like that, but anyways, listen, it was a heavy episode, a little boring, a little heavy, but yeah, that's the end of our episode, man. Nothing else happened. April, did I miss anything we forgot to talk about?
The only thing was that Kylie was freaking out towards the end because she saw Anastasia be brought to the limo. Was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? What did I do? Like, I didn't, like, my thought is Kylie was kind of fed the line from producers that, oh, she's talking about followers, even though Anastasia is a social media manager. That's how she knows how to get brand deals.
Oh my God. She's a social. Then of course she's going to be about, oh my God, April.
I know.
That's so silly. Oh, Bachelor, you're so silly.
I swear the only people offended by the whole Instagram thing are the producers. Everyone else has moved on and they keep curating the stupid storyline over and over again.
I think they should just bite the bullet and just be like, you know, hey, this is why people come. Like, I applied for a reality show. It didn't get picked up, but I applied for a reality show. And my first thing was like, hey, best case scenario, I meet the love of my life. Worst case scenario, I get a bunch of followers out of it. Like, I don't think that's a harmful thing to think about. No, right. I don't
just be like, open and upfront about it.
Right? I don't think that's a problem. Like, I'd be like, listen, worst case scenario, I'll get a few followers for the podcast. Best case scenario, I meet the love of my life. Those are two good scenarios. And if you walk in with that attitude, I don't think people can blame you. I think that should be fine.
Yeah.
Are you the reason it didn't get picked up, Neebs?
It was you.
I think all the women wanted me and there were none for the rest of the... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Yes, we like a man with confidence.
We're kidding. But Neebs, let me tell you, what I heard from back channels about that show was that they could not find enough quality men. So you may not be wrong about that.
Oh, wow, really?
Because you were their favorite, I think, if I recall correctly, when I messaged them on Instagram. You were one they wanted for sure, but they could not find many men to go on the show properly.
Then they should have gotten problematic men.
Make you look better?
Yeah, yes. Make me look better. You know how easy it is to find Muslim problematic men? They're all like Andrew Tate fans.
It's a dime a dozen. Just go like right down the road. You're fine.
Yeah. It would have made me look better. I wouldn't even have to be that charming. I want that bar to be low as fuck.
It is below the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Bar is in the ocean.
My goal in life is not to make myself a better man to raise the bar, but to make everyone else lower the bar so I can I can tiptoe over it.
Like the Flintstones.
Oh man.
I'm dead.
This has gotten away from us.
It has gone off the rails into the sea.
What did you expect?
It's Salam Nerd,
so we go off the rails all the time.
This is an ornate conversation at the moment.
I beat you to it.
He did it, everybody.
And Jazz did it too. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think did I do it too, or did I forget? ADHD. I'll blame it on that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us, and until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh yes, everybody agrees with Andrew Tate slowing the bar.